Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's Two Bell Tuesday on Breakfast with Kent. Two of them. We're celebrating the Indiana Pacers. They won five straight. They're not playing anybody, but winning five straight is still good for a team that's in the midst of rebuilding. We're going to talk about the Colts. Are the Colts broken in a way that can be fixed this season? And if they're not, how do you fix the moving forward for 2023? We're going to talk about that. We'll also talk about Indiana and North Carolina, that game coming up in just 8 days. I can't wait. We're going to talk a little bit about the World Cup because Team USA, what are you doing fouling from behind in the box up 1-0 with the attacker? He's got his back to the damn goal. What are you doing? This is Breakfast with Kent for Tuesday, November 22nd, 2022. We're brought to you by the great people at BUSR. BUSR.com. You want to get into sports wagering a little bit? Here's what you do. You go to BUSR.com/Kent. Your initial deposit is going to be matched at a rate of 150% in free play. You kidding me? And that's up to $2,500. All right, subscribe. I showed you in the thumbnail this beautiful autographed, I know it's a New England Patriots jersey, but it's Andre Tippett, a Hall of Famer. We got four beautiful pieces of memorabilia that we're giving away, one per week this week to subscribers only. So subscribe, hit the like button, ring the bell if you want an alert every time we go live. And if you want to make a donation and make a comment, we'll share the comment or the question through it immediately. It pops up on the screen. Off we go in a beautiful custom graphic. It's awesome. Let's go. Let's talk about sports, shall we, on this wonderful Tuesday in Central Indiana, Thanksgiving week. We love Thanksgiving week. Get to watch a lot of football, get to enjoy ourselves. Although this Thanksgiving weekend, no Colts football because they play on Monday Night Football, and that's just fine. They play against the Pittsburgh Steelers at Lucas Oil Stadium. And you got to be able to beat the Pittsburgh. This is really the referendum for this team. If you win this game, you got a chance. If you don't win this game, you have no chance. There is no way that if you're going to lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers at home, you can run the table to get to 9 wins. If you beat the Steelers, can you win 4 of the next 5? Yes, you can, because one of them is the Houston Texans. Now the other 4, you got the Chargers at home, and then you got 3 road games against NFC opponents that are really, well, they're all 3 against NFC opponents. You got at Dallas, at the Vikings, and at the New York Giants. You got to win. If you lose this game, you got to win out. If you win this game, you've got a window where you can win 4 of your last 5, and you get into the playoffs. You got to get to 9-7-1. You don't do that, it's all over. So what is broken with this team, and can it be fixed? Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan's got no velocity on the football, and that's problematic because if he is not perfect at getting it to receivers at the moment they need it, they're going to get clobbered, right? Balls go like this, defensive backs lick their chops and lay a lick on the receiver. And sometimes receivers don't get up from those. It's not a good situation for the receivers. Matt Ryan can't throw it outside the numbers anymore, more than 10 yards downfield. No velocity on the football. And we shared yesterday the piece from Michael Lombardi on The Athletic, and that was 2020, and it was all about Phillip Rivers and why Phillip Rivers wasn't the right guy for the Colts. And while the Colts that season went 11-5, Phillip Rivers being unable to deliver the football with velocity on time on target, with velocity. He was on time and on target a lot, but with velocity, that's problematic. And not being able to move in the pocket, that's problematic. It's problematic for Matt Ryan, and you could swap out Matt Ryan for Phillip Rivers in that piece by Michael. And you know what? It worked perfectly, and it was weird. But that's where the Colts are with their quarterback situation. Nick Foles is a solution that is imperfect, and Sam Ehlinger isn't a solution at all. He's gasoline on the fire. It's taking a problem and making it worse. This is a problem for the Colts, and it's a problem that Chris Ballard has not been able to solve adequately during his tenure here. That problem really didn't exist until 2019. So the first 2 years, you thought that he was going to have Andrew Luck as a starting quarterback. In 17, it wound up being Scott Tolzien and then Jacoby Brissett. 18, it was Luck, and the team went 10-6, went to the playoffs. Toby, thank you. Can the Colts team beat the Raiders that beat the Raiders win against the Cowboys that beat the Vikings? So the Colts get the, what was it, 25-20 that win against the Raiders. The Cowboys beat the living hell out of the Vikings. Any given Sunday, stuff can happen. You know, and that's really the hope with this Colts team, that all of a sudden the switch can flip, and the team that lost 17-16 to the Commanders, the team that lost 17-16 to the Eagles, the team that tied the Texans, can kind of get over the hump and all of a sudden win those games. Because if the Colts had won those games, instead of being 4-6-1, they're 7-4. And you're in business, and you feel really good about them, right? And Frank Reich still got a job. So let's talk about the Colts and how you, what they've done to try to solve this problem, whether it's worked, and what you need to do moving forward in order to get the problem solved. And I think we kind of hit on one of the final questions of this conversation when we talked about Chris Ballard and his inability to get things fixed at quarterback or at left tackle. Chris Ballard, I'll give him this. He says you got to let the draft come to you. Man, does he believe that? That's not just lip service. That's a guy who absolutely delivers on that that promise is paid in full, baby. That's what he does. Draft not to a need, but to the best player available. That's what he believes he does. They've needed a quarterback for a long time. He didn't draft one because there wasn't one that he liked. And left tackle, Costanzo retires after 2020, and don't dismiss his contribution to the Phillip Rivers-led success in 2020, that 11-5 season.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But he hadn't been able to solve the left tackle situation to the point where, yeah, Matt Pryor gets a contract worth what? Like $6.5 million. And what? The guy can't block anybody. You know, in order to solve problems, you've got to be able to diagnose the problem and then apply a solution to the problem, right? So here are the solutions that have been applied to the perceived problems of the Colts. Marcus Brady was seen to be a problem as the offensive coordinator, so he was fired. Did the offense improve without Marcus Brady? It did not. Matt Ryan was seen to be a problem as the starting quarterback, so he was removed and replaced with Sam Ellinger. Did that improve the offense? It did not. Frank Reich then bubbles up to the level of the problem, right? Because who else you got? What are you going to do? Fire the offensive line coach? You going to fire Chris Strasser? You know, why? Scott Milanovic, you going to fire him as a quarterback's coach? Why? He's gone at the end of the season. He didn't take the opportunity to become the play caller, did he? Because reportedly, there was no promotion and there was no more money. So he said, you know what, I'll pass. Well, I think the Colts are going to pass on Scott Milanovic at the end of the season as a result of that. Regardless, Frank Reich bubbles up to become the problem. They replace him with Jeff Saturday because Jim Irsay is not, he's not in a mindset to promote from within at that point. I can't blame him, you know. So John Fox didn't get that opportunity, and neither does Gus Bradley. So you go outside the organization, the current organization, to bring back a former hero of the organization, Jeff Saturday. I think Jeff's doing a good job. I think things are better with Jeff Saturday. I don't know whether you solved a problem, but what you did was make the current environment better. You know, it's better just that Frank Reich isn't skulking around, kind of looking at his chart, listening to the MIT guys, you know, like talking into the headset, calling plays that are not going to work. It's better just to have that presence for us. I don't know what it's like for the players, all right? For us, this is better, right? For the media, for fans, this is better. Frank Reich making excuses constantly with vagaries. I didn't dig it. I don't like it. I like honest guys who are going to tell you what it is. And Jeff Saturday, to an extent, has done that. He hadn't thrown, you know, guys out the window with the media. You know what I mean? He's not kicking guys off buildings. This guy sucks. This guy's got to go. He's not Bruce Arians-ing anybody, although I'd like to hear it. That's where this thing is. And the problems persist because the problems are player-related, are roster-related. Left tackle is a problem. Bernard Ryman might wind up being the solution at left tackle. Today, he is not. Will Fries could be the left tackle of the future. He is not. That position went unaddressed. But Christian Darrisaw would have been a nice solution at left tackle. Chris Ballard didn't take him. He took Quiddy Pay instead. Quiddy Pay was playing good football when he was healthy. With Quiddy Pay this past Sunday, it's entirely possible the Colts win that game against the Eagles. But Quiddy Pay isn't healthy. Christian Darrisaw would be a guy at left tackle who could get work done right now. Right tackle. Mark Lewinsky signed a 2-year, $12 million deal to go to the Giants. That's a lot of money for a right guard. It's not $20 million, but it's a lot of money for a right guard. He's not playing bad football for the Giants. The Giants winning more games than they're losing. But boy, oh boy, you got to find somebody who can play there without committing a bunch of penalties, because when this offense gets behind the sticks, it's not good. If you get behind the sticks, if you get behind schedule with in terms of the first down marker, if all of a sudden first and 10 becomes first and 15 or second and 10 becomes second and 15, like happened because of Will Fries over the weekend against the Raiders or Eagles, you got real problems because this offense can't go out and get 15 yards because Matt Ryan can't throw it 15 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. And you saw that on the final play of the game against the Eagles, where it's fourth and 21. It's the game. And he throws a swing pass to Deion Jackson, and then Deion Jackson runs out of bounds. And what the hell is Deion Jackson doing in the game? For God's sake, you've got the most dynamic running back in the league, or formerly the most dynamic running back in the league, and he's standing while Deion Jackson is running out of bounds. You got to out-coach fans. Please, dear God, Scotty Montgomery, out-coach the fans. Tell us why Deion Jackson is in the game instead of Jonathan Taylor. All right. I don't know that we got to the bottom of any of it. Let's talk about the Pacers for a minute. They won last night, going away 123-102 against the Orlando Magic. Fantastic game, a homecoming for Gary Harris. Good for him. I told you that they were going to win these four games. Don't get excited. You know what? Get excited about the Pacers. Why not? You got to get excited about something. The Colts are losing. They're 4-6-1. Get excited about the Pacers because the Pacers are fun to watch. I watched a whole game last night, and it was fun. And I love the Chicago Cubs, but I haven't watched a whole Chicago Cubs game in years. Basketball is more fun than watching baseball, and watching the Pacers is more fun than watching the Cubs. T.J. McConnell, really, really good last night, 17 and 10, a double-double with assists, another double-double with assists for Halliburton. He had 18 and 14. Really, really good stuff. The bench last night for the Pacers outscored the starters 71-52. This is a team that can score. They get it up and down the floor in a hurry. They are fun to watch. Climb on board before December 15th when they start playing the best teams in the East. That's going to be tough. Team USA, a 1-1 tie against Wales. Just terrible. John Hamm or not. Like, rooting for Team USA in the World Cup is just an abject waste of time. I don't know whether they aren't any good. Like, internationally, can they compete? I don't know. You tie Wales. Because you give up a penalty kick, attacking a guy from behind, a slide tackle from behind in the box against a guy who can't score. What are you doing? Indiana, they got North Carolina in 8 days. They got Little Rock tomorrow night and then Jackson State on Friday. Those two teams are ranked 326th and 308th by KenPom. They're going to steamroll those two teams, but they can't take them lightly because you have got to get better. You have got to refine your craft against live competition if you want to beat North Carolina, and they have to do that. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we, on this beautiful Tuesday. David Bell, happy birthday. Michael Horn, Beth Briley, the great Howard Sudbury, celebrating a birthday. Are you kidding me? Veteran of WLKY Channel 32 in Louisville for several years before jumping to Chicago and going to work at Channel 2. Jared Testerman, Clinton Thornberry, Carrie Latimer, the great Dave Barris, who I saw up at the custard place up there at like 146 and Oleo. Guy walks up, I was like, that's Dave Barris. He walks up, says, hi, kid, I'm Dave Barris, big fan. I was like, Dave, how you doing? Wonderful, nice of him to reach out. Julie Patterson, happy birthday. Sharon Smith, Michael Endres, Mikey Endres, are you kidding me? And John Strauss, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Again, a reminder, over the next 4 weeks, we're going to give away swag and plenty of it. Look at this. This is a beautiful Minnesota Vikings football autographed by Dante Culpepper. Fantastic. We they make wonderful presents, and it's free. This is what we're doing. It's the holidays. It's a season of giving. Giving. We are giving with the same enthusiasm that Matt Ryan gives away the football. No, that's not a nice thing to say, because Matt Ryan over the last two games has played clean. No turnovers, no fumbles, no interceptions. God bless Matt Ryan. I think he can get us over the hump this Monday against Pittsburgh. Let's go.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.